Hello, and welcome to Knitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional knit bits. My name is Carrie, aka Autumn Breeze, and this is episode 84. Surprise? Before we get to today's story, I just want to share a little bit of news with you. This week has been a week of ups and downs for me. I had taken last week off, so this week I had to get back into the swing of work and all that other nonsense. I spent most of the first couple of days just digging my way out of email and putting out fires as they were popping up. It's been a somewhat rough week. But there is some good news. Because I took last week off, I really worked with Sadie concerning the whole fence issue, and I think she's got it. She has now stayed inside the yard for almost 2 weeks, and I am so thrilled. Yesterday, I didn't even latch the gate as securely as I should have. But when I came down and I looked out, she was right where she was supposed to be. Yay, Sadie. Now, to today's story. When we left off, I was working on my sweater in home ec, and this was midwinter going on to early spring. A new girl came to school. She was a junior. I could tell from the way that she carried herself that she was pretty athletic. So I went up to her and I asked her if she could or would consider getting involved with the girls' volleyball team. She was very excited about the idea and went home, and the next day she came back and she said she couldn't. Her aunt wouldn't let her. And I said, well, would her aunt even let her be a line judge for the volleyball team? And she said, no, she's not allowed to do any extracurricular activities. Her aunt said that she couldn't do it. Pretty soon, it became very apparent as to why her aunt wouldn't let her do anything. It was obvious that she had been sent there because she had gotten herself into trouble. Now, this was in the 80s, and yes, girls did get themselves into trouble. But you know, I don't think I really remembered seeing any pregnant girls in any of my other high schools. I'm pretty sure that once a girl became obviously pregnant, that she would go to classes that were separated from the rest of the group. I would occasionally see a pregnant girl in the hallway when I was going to school in Hampton, Virginia. I don't remember any pregnant girls when I was in San Antonio, Texas, but here she was, very obviously expecting. And Jody, who was in many ways the organizer for the entire high school, definitely the greeter and the welcome wagon, decided that we were going to give her a baby shower. And it was obvious to me by how much Jody knew about baby showers that this was not the first baby shower that Jody had ever arranged. It seems, I guess, that a lot of people shipped off their young ladies who were in a delicate condition off to small towns in America to have everything taken care of out of sight and out of mind. And since this town was one of those small towns that no one knows about, they got a lot of girls who were in similar situations. So Jody said, we're having a baby shower. And I had noticed that in the magazine my sister had bought me, there were some adorable baby booties. These baby booties weren't your typical little baby booties. They looked like tennis shoes. And I thought, that these would be perfect, and I wanted to make a pair of red ones and a pair of blue ones. So my mother got me the yarn, but here was the kicker. It was very short time, and she was in my home ec class, so I couldn't make them during home ec, but I only had 2 days to get them done. I approached one of my teachers. Coach Carter taught the government studies class, and this was a class in which all of the seniors had to be in. So it was also kind of treated like a home room class. It was the class in which we got notices of everything that was going on, anything that we had to fill out, any scholarship details that they were sharing with us, announcements, and we also spent a lot of time watching, you know, informational movies. And I figured that during those informational movies, I could very easily get the booties done. And so I approached Coach and asked him if it would be all right with him. Now, Coach was an interesting character. He had a PhD in history, but he preferred to be called Coach than Doctor, and he chose to teach in this small town because his children had gotten into a bit of trouble in this big city, and he thought that the small town would be safer for them than the big city. I hate to tell him this, but small towns in some ways are worse than big cities, because in small towns you get to meet people that you wouldn't necessarily meet in the big city. His children got into a little bit more trouble in the small town, but he was more comfortable in a small town environment, and that's where he chose to be. Coach said, "Sure, no problem, go ahead. Work on the booties in class." So I did that. And another thing that I wanted to make for her was a baby blanket. That was something that would definitely take a lot more time than the time I was allotted before the baby shower. But Coach was also very accommodating and told me that I could work on the baby blanket. That was no problem. During class, I would knit on the baby blanket once I got the booties done and I had given her the booties. After the baby blanket was done, there was an announcement that two of our classmates were going to be getting married, and I wanted to make them a wedding afghan. So again, big project, little time, and I started carrying my knitting with me, not only in the social studies class, but between classes, I would have my bag with me, and I would start knitting as I was waiting for classes to start. At first, the teachers kind of raised an eyebrow at this, but later on I found out that Coach had gone to them and soothed their worries that I was actually able to pay better attention if I had the needles in hands. And pretty soon, the amount of knitting that I was doing in different classes increased slowly but surely, until unless I was having to take notes or do writing or calculations in class, I pretty much sat there and I knitted. And I would knit and I would listen to the lectures or watch whatever movies we were watching and maybe pick up my pencil and take an occasional note. And I never had any teacher tell me, "Put your knitting away." When I graduated and we were having the speeches, the historian made the prediction that by the time I was 40, I would have not only known how to knit with my hands, but also with my feet, and would have made baby blankets for all the babies in the entire world. I'm afraid I have let her down. I did not meet that at all, but I have knitted a lot of baby blankets, and I'm still knitting. This series of stories came from a very simple question that Mike asked, which was, how in the world did you get away with knitting in school? I hope this answers your question thoroughly, and I want to thank you for asking me the question to begin with. If you have any other questions, anything that you've wondered about, don't hesitate to ask. Send me an email, ask the question. I will either tell you it's a little bit too personal to discuss, I'll answer it directly to you through email, or it may actually spark a story. Thank you for coming by and letting me tell you a story. If you have any ideas for future stories, please don't hesitate to send me an email at Carrie, and that's carrie.autumnbreeze@gmail.com. Or if you want to leave a comment on this episode or any of my other episodes, please come by the website, which is autumnbreezedesigns.com. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great week. Take care. Bye.